around the pets and the like. So, you know, the debate, we've moved on from the debate. It's about the campaign.
Governor, I want to go back to the debate because that was important, and I want to go through a few things that Kamala Harris said. I want to ask you about her comments about the military. She said during the debate this about the U.S. military. Let's listen.
As of today, there is not one member of the United States military who is in active duty in a combat zone in any war zone around the world, the first time this century.
Our fact checkers found that to be false, and I have a lot of experience in that area as well. There are currently 900 U.S. military personnel in Syria, 2,500 U.S. troops in Iraq. All have been under regular threat from drones and missiles for months. We also have action in the Red Sea. We also, every single day, the Navy SEALs, Delta Forces, special operators can be part of any sort of deadly raid. So why would she make that claim?
Well, I think what's important here, Martha, is that Kamala Harris, in contrast to Donald Trump, demonstrated herself to be commander in chief.
What? Oh, man. Look, first off, kudos to Martha Raddatz from ABC, which, by the way, you got to know that ABC is feeling super hot under the collar for all the pressure brought on them for only fact-checking the president and not fact-checking Kamala Harris in the debate. I read a story yesterday that said that viewership of ABC's, what is it, Evening News with David Muir. I think that's the name of the show. These things are always shifting a little bit. I just know them as a network show. Anyway, the viewership is down as people are pissed off at him for his inconsistent fact-checking and only fact-checking the president, right? So here you have Martha Raddatz on This Week saying, Governor of Massachusetts, Maura Healey, who is a spokesperson for Kamala Harris, why did she lie about this? Oh, and by the way, I love the detailed follow-up on how many troops. And this is what we said, right? I said, this is false. What do you mean? Are you telling me that all the two carriers we had deployed to the Middle East and nobody's running missions and nobody's dropping bombs and nobody's taking incoming from the Houthis? And I mean, what are you talking about, woman? And so anyway, and she says, and this is her answer, the answer by the governor of Massachusetts, who's representing Kamala Harris.
Well, I think what's important here, Martha, is that Kamala Harris, in contrast to Donald Trump, demonstrated herself to be commander in chief.
I don't even know how that's an answer. How has she ever demonstrated herself to be commander in chief? Because she memorized some lines and looked good in a debate? You know, I agree. I think she won the debate. But how does that prove she's a good commander in chief? It proves that she does a debate okay. That's it. That's no proof of commander in chief capability. And it's particularly troublesome if she's the vice president and she, doesn't know we have troops in harm's way or says something false about troops not being in harm's way. I mean, maybe she just got confused and she hadn't memorized her cue card properly. So Martha Raddatz, to her credit, pushes back.
We are in a world where there are all sorts of conflicts, and it's all the more reason we need somebody who's serious and who supports the military. And just remember,
not one member of the United States military who is in active duty in a combat zone. That is not true. You say she demonstrated her ability to be commander in chief, but did she not know about these people in Syria and Iraq? Why would she say that?
Look, that was a comment. That was a comment in a debate. I think the point that she was trying to
make. Wait. How is that an answer? Well, that was a comment in a debate. Is that supposed to mean it doesn't count? I mean, what is that?
That was a comment in a debate. I think.
What does that mean? Pay no attention to the words behind the curtain? Like, what does that even mean?
That was a comment in a debate. I think the point that she was trying to make was a broader point. And of course we have military in place all around this country.
What was the broader point? And by the way, she misspoke around the world, but who cares? That's a minor gaffe. Who cares? What was the broader point? I mean, if you want to say, I couldn't understand the comment when she made it. I knew it was false. We said it was false. And the explanation here is It's part of a broader point. What broader point?
It's all around this country. That's important. We're the United States of America. And Kamala Harris, remember, is the person who stands with NATO, who supports our allies, who's working to bring countries together. Donald Trump stands with Vladimir Putin. So,
oh, he does not.
You know,
come
I think
on.
That's what's really
Stop
important.
It. Good Lord. Anyway, so look, I am always an admirer of people who are great at lying. I am, because I can't do it. I'm not good at it. Yeah, I sometimes envy them. Like, seems like it'd be a useful skill to have. And you know, the people who are good at it, I'm like, well, I mean, they do that. I don't know how to do it. And this is next level attorney manipulation. Because she's an old AG. She used to be Attorney General, I believe, Governor Healey. And so this is, look, I'm in full-blown defend my client mode. And I'm going to distract, obfuscate, smoke and mirror, massage, jazz hands, nothing to see here. I mean, it's next level evasion. Because, see, to me, when somebody asks a question like this, the only reasonable answer sounds something like this. She clearly misspoke. She clearly said something she shouldn't have said. She knows it. She's sorry. It won't happen again. That's what you say. Or you maybe then can always apologize hard and then come back with context. Right. And say what she was trying to say is that we are at the lowest level of U.S. engagement in foreign military operations right now in this century. I mean, you could say something like that. Even that's not quite true, but you could say something along those lines. But this just like pretend it didn't happen. Not grade A PR ship. 8:17 on News Radio 92.3. John's got traffic for us. John?
Brought to you by Parrish Tractor, one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. You can visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway or online at parrishtractor.com. Just one accident on the books right now, West Fairfield Drive. Underneath that flyover at New Warrington Road, we're seeing some delays there. Also, I-10 eastbound is seeing some delays from Pine Forest all the way down through Highway 29. Looks like 90 is looking good right now. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody texted in, I don't like Harris, but I believe what she did was misleading and yet also technically true. I don't think any of the places we have troops in contact with enemy forces are designated as combat zones because we are not at war. If you want to say we're not at war, but I mean, how often have we even been at war when we've got troops deployed around the world? We had a whole war that we didn't call a war. We had a whole other war that we didn't. I mean, you know, like just so I. But yeah. But is that who you want for your commander in chief? Somebody who misdescribes active operations by the U.S. military in the hopes that nobody's going to call her out on the falsehood, which Martha Raddatz, again, to her credit, late at ABC did. Somebody here says all these Dems are just making word salad. Well, that's fitting as the defense. 437, 1620. Somebody says a very good liar is called a sociopath. No fair. Yeah. Let's see. And there was one other text that had come in. I forgot what it was now. All of a sudden it went right. Oh, somebody said, I almost spit out my coffee. Kamala Harris is the commander-in-chief. And somebody else had texted in and said, my Navy daughter just got back this spring from a long deployment on a ship that was in the Middle East. Yep. And Army daughter is getting ready to be deployed to Iraq. It's bad. And again, I was surprised that ABC, again, so harshly fact-checked Donald Trump and didn't even seem to raise an eyebrow at that comment from Kamala Harris. I mean, that was the easiest fact-check of the night. You barely have to know anything to fact-check her on that, right? Just for the viewers at home. Miss Vice President. You know, like, that's an easy one. 819 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got employees, you've got benefits. You've got, you know, payroll. You've got HR. You've got to deal with health, dental, vision, life, and disability. And chances are, when you started your company, this was not the reason you started it. You probably started it because you want to, you know, repair cars or give legal advice or, you know, fix bodies, whether it's, auto bodies or, you know, actual bodies because you're a doctor. I mean, whatever, but then you get employees because you're successful, and then you have to deal with this stuff. Well, look, Torgus & Causey is really good at this stuff. They are a comprehensive employee benefits agency working here for more than 2 decades, helping local companies like mine. I mean, I don't own it, but I live here. I'm an employee, and they are our benefits agency here for News Radio and Cat Country, and they have been great. genuinely great. Options we didn't have before for health plans, customer service that we didn't have before, and thoughtful, good answers to difficult questions that my wife loves to ask. And she gives them her thumbs up. And she doesn't give very many people, insurance people, her thumbs up. And she definitely does to Torgerson Causey. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Candids, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. Get tips on the Blue Angels, beach time, and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Tomorrow at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Are you a ghost too?
I'm the ghost with the most, babe.
I can see behind your eyes the things that I won't know. If you hide away from me, how can our love grow? I won't know.
All right, let's talk about dangerous and non-dangerous asteroids for a second. Can we do this? You know, we have another asteroid that's passed us by or passing us by, and there's four or five other ones that are kind of in the vicinity as well. And, oh, my God, we're all going to die. Shh. Stop it. My goal in all this is to do a little bit of math and give you some context, okay? Headline, Fox News, stadium-sized asteroid deemed potentially hazardous by NASA, in quotes, is expected to move relatively close to Earth, also in quotes. All right, NASA is monitoring a potentially hazardous asteroid moving past Earth Tuesday, so yesterday. We didn't all die. Told Fox News Digital that the rocky object, named 2024-ON, is 350 meters, 1,000 feet. I'll get you my pretties and your metric system, too, by 180 meters wide, 550 feet. Is larger than previous estimates. Oh, no. 621,000 miles away from Earth, which is considered relatively close. Now, I always try to, whenever these stories come up, I always try to teach you the math, okay? John, I'm going to ask you a question. You're relatively new as a producer on the show within 6 months, right?
Great.
What have you been, about 5 months, four months, something like that? Okay. How far is the moon from the Earth? Quick pop quiz.
Over a million miles.
250,000 miles.
Okay. That's close.
Okay. No, but that's why I ask, because people don't know. That's fine. 250,000 miles. 621,000 miles is 2.5 moons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 2.5 moons away. Is that close to you?
No. To me, it's not.
There's
close
an object that's
coming at us.
Yeah, that came 2.5 moons away to hitting us. And again, because I always like to add some perspective to this, I always think of the soccer field. Okay? You're standing in the middle of a soccer field. The center circle of the soccer field is 30 feet in diameter. Okay, you get a rough sense of how big that is. It's like, you know, measurements we can all relate to. If you're in the center of the soccer field and the circle is Earth, the moon is 950 feet away. You follow? So the moon is 950 feet away. The asteroid, in this case, is 2,361 feet away. Almost half a mile away. So half a mile away from hitting a circle the size of the center of the soccer field. And just to go that one next level of how much this is not an issue, okay? You're standing in front of Best Buy at Cordova Mall. 30-foot circle is the Earth, okay? The moon is at Sacred Heart Hospital. You follow? For relationship, the moon is at Sacred Heart. This asteroid whizzed past at the Sam's Club. So, was it close? It's not close. Stop fear-mongering. It's not close. David Wayne is in the... Oh, sorry. Traffic on the 5. John Pickens. He was going to raise an objection, rightly so.
I know. 9 Mile Road and Highway 29, seeing some delays. If you're headed southbound of 9 Mile, you're going to see some delays through that area. Also, I-10 eastbound, not as bad as it was earlier, but we're still experiencing about a 5-minute delay there also. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much, John. okay. There's a dude with a sniper rifle up in a plane, and you're standing in the middle of the 30-foot circle in front of the Best Buy, and he shoots a bullet randomly down towards the Earth, and it's going to land somewhere in the circle, the outer circumference of which is the Sam's Club, and the center of which is your body. Are you scared?
No.
Good Lord, no! Okay, that's enough. That's enough for today. All right. Composed and seen. if you're thinking about a life change, you're thinking about changing occupations, what was that text earlier? Somebody said I'm drunk on the air. No, but I wish. Anyway, I don't get drunk anyway. But somebody, you know, if you're thinking about a life change, you're thinking about getting some personal enrichment courses, maybe learning math, physics, astronomy, might be relevant, or history or literature or any of the various things that they teach at Pensacola State College. You know, used to call them junior colleges or state or community colleges. Now we call them state colleges, and they do all kinds of stuff, and including, okay, if you have a high school student or you are one and you want to get college credit by going to high school at a college, which is what my kids did, you know, they were still homeschooled half the time and half the time they were at PSC. And that means that they went to university with a year and a half of college credit under their belt and good experience in the classroom with teachers who love to teach and a variety of class times to accommodate various schedules. Like, I mean, PSC has been very good to my family and a gem of a resource here in Pensacola. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. And by the way, dual enrollment is free, like no cost for college credit courses. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Federal authorities are investigating after mail containing white powder was sent to state election offices across the U.S. Reports are that some of those offices ended up being evacuated, but none of the mail actually turned out to be hazardous. Former Empire actor Jussie Smollett asking the Illinois Supreme Court to reverse his conviction for faking a hate crime in 2019. He appeared before justices yesterday. His lawyers argued that a previous agreement with the Illinois Cook County State's Attorney Office should have kept the trial from happening in the first place. And Andrew, finally, I've found an Ohio story that does not involve dogs, cats, ducks, or Haitian immigrants.
Do tell.
Well, apparently Ohio police made a traffic stop this week after seeing a car swerving all over the road. This was in Bedford, Ohio. Police say they caught up to the vehicle in a Target parking lot, only to find an 8-year-old girl driving. She'd apparently been reported missing somehow earlier that morning and drove 10 miles from her home to the store. But all is well now. They've found her and she's back at home and safe.
So I know the fixation here will be on failed parental oversight, weaving around the road, and all of the bad things that could happen. I just think, I mean, great work.
Absolutely.
10 miles? No, nothing got hit? I mean, a little unsteady at times, but you safely got from here to there in a car you probably can't see over the steering wheel much of.
She did better than most drivers on the road.
I
absolutely.
Mean, you know, sign her up. She's ready.
Get that girl a driver's license right now.
I mean, she'll fit in some places I've lived. David, thanks so much for the update. 8:30 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know, sometimes California does really dumb things first. Sometimes they do really smart things first. Governor of California has signed several laws into place cracking down on election deepfakes created by AI, banning them. I think it's 60 days ahead of the election and 30 days after, or 120 and 30, or 60, something like that. But good. Ban them all, I say.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The House task force investigating the first Trump assassination attempt in Pennsylvania in July gets a Secret Service briefing today about the second attempt Sunday in Florida.
We're the ones who write the check, and we're the one that gives them the legal authority to do what they do. And hold them accountable. So I want some answers.
Tennessee House Republican Mark Green on Fox. A House vote is planned today on a six-month federal spending extension attached to the SAVE Act, requiring proof of citizenship to register to vote. Speaker Mike Johnson delayed the vote last week, telling Fox today,
"We have to ensure that identification and proof of citizenship is offered when someone registers to vote. Plain and simple, the Democrats don't want that, and we're going to try to push it through today."
Well, most Democrats oppose the SAVE Act, saying it'll just make it harder to vote, period. And some Republicans will vote no on the bill just based on the spending. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It's 76 degrees right now, a beautiful morning, clear skies here in Pensacola. Well, we are getting some reaction to the news that former NAS Pensacola Commander Tim Kinsella is going to be taking over the reins of daily operations for the city of Pensacola. Gulf Breeze City Manager Sam Abel says that's a great choice.
You know, I look forward so much to working with Lucky, but also we do work so closely with our sister city, and, you know, Amy is phenomenal. Just she has done a great job there, as she did, you know, for the port, the same with Harris. And so when you have that, you know, type of leadership, it affects everybody.
And Abel calls the hire a solid choice by Mayor Reeves. She says it will ensure that the city doesn't break stride of the positive momentum it has. Kinsella accepted that job publicly yesterday at a press conference. He'll bring 33 years of Navy experience to the job, also helped to found the UWF Center for Leadership, and led Mayor Reeves' transition team a couple of years ago. Governor DeSantis says he'll be signing an executive order assigning the case involving the alleged assassination attempt of former President Trump to the office of the statewide prosecutor. Earlier this week, suspect Ryan Ruth was hit with two federal gun charges.
And the FBI has admitted that this was an attempted assassination. You have that jurisdictional hook at the state level for by far the most serious offense. I think this is an offense that should merit a life in prison.
DeSantis said it's not in the best interest of the state or the nation to have the same federal agencies seeking to prosecute Trump leading the investigation. He says, especially when the most serious, straightforward offense constitutes a violation of state, but not federal law. Well, there's a new report released by the Alabama Medicaid agency yesterday. It shows more than 278,000 low-income residents lost their medical coverage between June of 2023 and June of 2024. Officials say Alabama, like many other states, began purging its rolls last year after pandemic-era federal funding protections expired. According to the report, the number of Alabamians currently enrolled in Medicaid is about 1.1 million. That's a decrease of 20% from the previous year. Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking conviction has been upheld by a U.S. appeals court.
62-year-old Maxwell, an associate to Jeffrey Epstein, was trying to get her sex trafficking conviction and sentencing overturned. She was given 20 years behind bars in 2021 for helping to recruit and groom underage girls who Epstein sexually abused. The billionaire Epstein, who was once Maxwell's boyfriend, died by suicide in 2019 in a Manhattan jail after being charged with sex trafficking. Maxwell was trying to persuade the court that she was given immunity through federal prosecutors in Florida back in 2007. Lisa G., NBC News Radio, New York.
And developers hoping to bring a new food truck court to Cantonment. That proposal would add two food trucks to a lot on Archer Road and State Road 95 and include an outdoor dining area, also a gravel road. The News Journal reporting that DKJ real properties as the owner of that project and has filed documents with Escambia County and also purchased the land that the site would be built on. It is 8:35 right now, News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right, brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. No accidents on the big board right now, but I am seeing some delays. I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29 and past that, through that construction zone. Also, just south of 9 Mile Road, if you're on 29 heading southbound 9 Mile Road, you're going to see some delays there, maybe 5-10 minute delay. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We will have more sunshine today with just a small chance of rain, 20% overall, otherwise mostly sunny skies. High today near 85 degrees, low overnight near 74. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 87. Thursday night temperatures dropping near 73. Keeping the sunny forecast around for Friday with a high near 90. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got beautiful clear skies, 76 degrees in Pensacola, 74 in Gulf Breeze, and in Milton. Taking a look at our markets this morning, it's a mixed open on Wall Street. The Dow is down 35 points at 41,570. The S&P down just under 1 point at 56,33. The NASDAQ up about 9.5 points right now at 17,640 this morning. Retail sales were stronger than expected for August. Figures from the Commerce Department showed an increase of 0.1% for the month, which surprised economists. Spending rose for stores and online retailers, and that helped to offset declines in auto sales, clothing, and gas prices as well. The United Auto Workers Union planning to hold a strike authorization for a vote against Stellantis. UAW President Sean Fain says they're not meeting the agreements of the contract that was approved last year.
It's not every day that we, the auto workers, are on the same side as the dealers, the same side as the suppliers, and the same side as the shareholders. But today is that day.
The union pushing Stellantis to follow through with promises to reopen a plant in Illinois and protesting plans to cut hundreds of jobs at a plant in Michigan. And Google reportedly working on satellite technology to improve the detection of wildfires. They're investing in artificial intelligence that they say would enhance their camera network in space. They say it would allow users to see fire activity right on Google Maps. The upgraded system is expected to be ready as soon as possibly next year. It's 8:37 at News Radio 92.3. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Join Jim's Firearms for a 10th anniversary celebration on September 20th and 21st. They're partnering with local favorites like Badass Coffee, Key Nutrition, and more for an unforgettable event. Indulge in delicious food from La Casita Food Truck and 850 Barbecue. But that's not all. They're having numerous firearm raffles with all proceeds benefiting Save Underdogs Rescue. Stop by Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway, September 20th and 21st, to celebrate a decade of community support. Online at jimsfirearms.net.
Did you know the Port of Pensacola is more than just a name? It's the economic engine of Northwest Florida, a strategic powerhouse fueling growth with over 30 top-tier businesses like CEMEX, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and soon, the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the port has been the heartbeat of our region's success, driving prosperity and opportunity. Discover the force behind our future at portofpensacola.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, it's National Cheeseburger Day. National Cheeseburger Day today. So I'll tell you about the specials here in just a second. But the question of the day, 437-1620, what's the right way to eat a cheeseburger? Like, what's the right thing to put on a cheeseburger? Or to put on a hamburger, if you prefer it that way. 437-1620, on a hamburger goes what? Is my question for the day. John, do you have a quick answer for this question?
What's mayo, the lettuce, and cheese?
What kind of cheese?
Well, I prefer Swiss, but they put other junk on their cheddar.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. See, I made up for it.
Not American.
No.
You want actual cheese.
I do.
Okay. All right. So what did you say? Mayonnaise and then?
Lettuce.
Lettuce and cheddar. Okay. All right. And you don't put pickles?
No.
Oh, you should try it. That's the Whataburger way, only without the onions and mustard. But that's like.
The onions are the best part.
No. Okay, well, okay. You know, we can have a conversation about that. But okay, all right, fair enough. 437-1620. I told you I'd tell you the deals. There's lots of deals today. Applebee's has a deal. Let's see, classic burger and fries with a drink, I think, for $8.99. It's a pretty good deal. Buffalo Wild Wings has BOGO cheeseburgers and free wings of some sort. Dairy Queen has a pretty good deal for, you know, get a stack burger and you get one for a buck. If you spend a buck or more, you get a free burger, double original cheeseburger. McDonald's in the app, 50-cent double cheeseburger today. Red Robin has a deal for $10, which is a burger, and normally $15, so it's a burger and a drink, and bottomless fries. Sonic has a good deal today, half-price cheeseburgers, I guess, and also $1.99 for a quarter-pound double cheeseburger or a smash burger for $7. Wendy's has one for an app-based. Whataburger has one for app-based. I don't consider those as much because I don't think people like to do the apps. And sad for me, White Castle has a deal that I can't get unless I go to Orlando. 437-1620.
Nashville's closer.
Is it? I guess it is. Okay, but they're about the same. Nashville's 6, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Orlando's about
8.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay. All right, 437-1620. It's National Cheeseburger Day. What is the right way to eat a hamburger is my question. 437-1620. Tell me what goes on it. Somebody here says, first of all, it must have pickles.
No.
Sorry. Well, I would say it must have pickles depending on what else is on it.
Okay.
Okay, so there are certain combinations that do not justify the pickle. But if you're just having, you know, like kind of John's way, mm-hmm. you know, with the lettuce and the mayo and the cheese, I don't know why you wouldn't add pickles to that. It always makes it better. But, you know,
you're making me hungry.
I hope, man. We're all going to have burgers today. It's National Cheeseburger Day. Go get your deal on. 437-1620. Somebody says, whatever Blue Dot puts on their burgers, love and burnt crust. That's all that's needed. Somebody says. Somebody here says, let's see, lettuce, tomato, pickle, onions, and ketchup. Lettuce, tomato, pickle. Okay, but no mustard? Interesting. Okay, no mayo, no mustard, no additional Thousand Island, no extra sauce. But okay, all right, I mean, it's a relatively straightforward order. Somebody here says, on my cheeseburger, only mayonnaise, mustard, ketchup, and pickles. See, where I can't go with you is the mixing of the mayo and the mustard and the ketchup. Like, that's one sauce too many. Okay, pick two. Not three. Pick two, not three. 437-1620, American cheese, mustard, mayo, onions, and pickles. There you go. But why American? I mean, you have taste buds, right? You know, that's like choosing, I don't know, light beer when you could drink real beer. I mean, that's why would you ever choose America? Except for, I understand, for the grilled cheese, because it's a kid thing. But when would you ever choose American cheese under any circumstances on purpose? You never. Nobody ever said, yeah, this cheddar's good, but I sure wish I had American. Nobody's ever said that. Somebody says, no pickle, blah. Somebody says, hot hatch green chili, fresh roasted, extra sharp cheddar cheese, the touch of mustard. I love the touch of mustard. It's a little bit of a, excuse me, sir. Pardon me, sir, but do you have any Grey Poupon? a touch of mustard. I like that. Somebody says, lettuce and tomato. All right. Heinz 57 sauce. Oh, interesting choice. You've gone a different direction now. And French fried potatoes. French fried potatoes. French fried. You mean French fries, though, right? Not French fried onions. French fried potatoes. French fries on the. See, I would go more with potato chips before I go with French fries because the crunch factor. French fries don't have enough crunch for me. And I, if they're good fries, I'd rather eat them separate on their own instead of with the hamburger. But if you got some potato chips, you can put those on there. That's good. I mean, that's a good mixer. I actually have, it depends on the day. I just have several different preferences when it comes to this. I'll tell you mine in just a second. Before we get to that, or before we get to John, you can wait. if you're thinking about food, but you also want to be thinking about a new car, perfect segue. Frontier Motors has got a great selection of good quality used vehicles. 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition. You know, cars you can really eat a hamburger in. I don't know. I can't make it work. Anyway, but they do have great cars. We bought a Honda Odyssey there almost, I don't want to say by mistake. It was very much on purpose, but it was inadvertently. We went there to test drive a car and wound up finding such a smoking deal on a car that was 1 year old with about 12 or 13,000. I just can't remember which one it was. 12 or 13,000 miles. That was exactly what we wanted, exactly the color we wanted. They worked with us on the price. We asked for a day to think about it because we weren't really buying a car. I came back and like, hey, you know, can you come down a little bit more? And they're like, yeah, we can. And I'm like, well, just, can we buy it? I mean, it was that easy. So great quality used cars at Frontier Motors, the kind of car you can, you know, count on, depend on, and drive and enjoy for another 10 or 15 years. That's how we do it. That's how Dave Ramsey does it and recommends you do it. Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still seeing some delays on Highway 29 between just north of Detroit and south of Nine Mile Road. You're going to see some major delays. And also on Palafox in that same area, you're going to see delays there also. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. You know, I'm surprised. This is the first text that somebody says bacon and cheese. You know, we haven't had any bacon entries into this. I've actually moved
away. It's
too
expensive.
Well, that's true. I've moved away from bacon in my later years. You know what I like instead?
What?
Prosciutto on a burger. Or ham. Like sliced ham, especially if you fry it just a little bit or if you do it on the grill, fry it for just a second. So it's got a little bit of crisp to it. I'll tell you, one of my favorite burger combinations is the burger with a little bit of semi-crispy prosciutto or ham slice, like, you know, sandwich ham, like sandwich sliced ham. And then mushrooms, and you can do provolone on top of that, or cheddar cheese, or blue cheese on top of that. And boy, blue cheese and mushroom crumbles is great. And that's never going to be hurt by adding a little prosciutto. So that's one of my favorites. I also have a different suggestion entirely. Okay, now hear me out on this. I know this is going to, some people are going to freak out at me about this, but just, this is one of those, just try me one time and see if I'm wrong. Back when I was losing weight the first time, and then I gained it back, and now I'm losing it again. That happens sometimes. I discovered that I was trying to cut carbs, and so I would do burgers, but I wouldn't eat a bun. And you know what I discovered? Most burgers are more enjoyable without a bun. Seriously, make yourself a burger at home. Put it on the plate with the, even just plain with cheddar cheese, and just eat that. The bun actually obscures the flavor a lot, hides the flavor, makes it like you don't notice it as much. It's actually more like flavorful to eat it without a bun. So I still fall back into old habits and eat them with buns a lot. But I'm just telling you that David Wayne is shaking your head at me. Don't you editorialize, newsman.
Well, look, I'm sorry, but you're just not eating the right buns.
Oh, no, even with good buns. Have you ever tried a burger with, and it's got to be a fairly good burger, but you make good burgers at home or at a store. You know, I'm not talking about like a McDonald's burger. Make no guarantees. But a decent burger, have you ever tried it without a bun?
I have not.
So you don't know where of you speak.
But have you ever tried a burger with a fresh baked bun that you made at home?
No, fair enough. And I will admit to you that fresh baked bread is always a reason to eat anything with it. So, no, I would go with you on that. 437-1620, 437-1620. Let's see. Avocado, schmear, and kale. This is not California. You go back from whence thy came. Extra kale on a burger. Extra bacon, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, and everything else they have at Subway. Let's see. Two all-beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Oh, my people. My people. They're always out there. I love you. You're so good. Oh, that's fantastic. I love it. Just, you know, now I can't hear it. I can't but have to play it right now that I've got it.
Raw beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Of course, right? No pickles, but onion or mustard. Dang, Andrew, that's a cheeseburger in paradise. Oh, yeah, it is. No pickles, onion or mustard. Let's see. God, now I'm getting all these texts. Pastrami thrown in the skillet, so it's hot and a little bit crispy and with some good Swiss cheese. Oh, interesting. Pastrami on a burger. I have had pastrami dogs. You get a good Vienna sausage hot dog. And you put a little pastrami and some pickle on it and some onions and some mustard. Oh, you'll never come back. I'm just saying. Two ways to eat a cheeseburger. One is sautéed mushrooms with sautéed onions. Don't do the sautéed onions, personally, but that's okay. It's a lifestyle choice. Swiss cheese and mayo. The other way is with American cheese, barbecue sauce, mayo, onion rings. Can I tell you another one? Just a fun one that you meant. Cheddar cheese, pickles, and barbecue sauce. When you're feeling for something sweeter. And you can throw onion rings on there if you want to. Let's see. All right, this is my heart attack sandwich, somebody says. Instead of buns, grilled cheese on top and bottom. Oh, I love the crispy cheese. Like, if you do a crisp cheese, like, you make some cheddar and you make it hard, and then you put that as your bun. Oh, yeah, you're talking my language. Pepper jack cheese, mayonnaise on the top of the bottom, grilled six pickles on top, two burger patties with provolone cheese on each piece. Everything in my refrigerator goes on this burger. That's awesome. Oh, breakfast cheeseburger from Whataburger. Meguiar's. Oh, and they are fantastic. With anchovies. Interesting. I've never tried it, but I would be open to it. Pineapple, teriyaki sauce, and bacon. I bet that is delicious. Toasted buns. They are. Sorry. Oh, my. I can't even get all these texts in. I'm sorry. We'll just have to take a pause. But, yeah. Let's just say it this way. We're all eating burgers today, right? And there's a lot of smoking deals out there, so you can eat a good burger at a good price. Hey, if you, I don't know, need to do a home repair, you build things for a living, you got to fix something, or you just want to do an expansion, Pensacola Hardware, great place to get your supplies. Better place to get your advice. I mean, a lot of times you go to a store and you're like, you don't want to even ask for advice anymore because you feel like you probably know more than the person, the clerk, you know? Remember, you used to go to stores to get advice? Pensacola Hardware, you can still go there to get advice. They'll know more than you will. I mean, they really do know. They've been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851, 173 years. Before there were Levi's, there was Pensacola Hardware. Okay, so they know. And when you're walking around, you see the product of their work all these years all around you everywhere in the city. So if you need advice, you need supplies, or you need gifts, the houseware section is amazing. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
It's the return of 0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Peakmore Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499 with a choice to finance through Volkswagen credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas. Or the choice of $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months. Or the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Peakmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to PCI and a standalone offer not to be combined with customer cash discount. Sale price before tax, title, and income fees. See dealer for details.
Big Time Entertainment presents live in concert the legendary Oak Ridge Boys in Pensacola. Members of the Grand Ole Opry, Country Music Hall of Fame, and five-time Grammy Award winners, the Oak Ridge Boys. The Oak Ridge Boys. The Oak Ridge Boys American Made Farewell Tour. Sunday, October 6th at the Sanger Theater in Pensacola.
My baby is American.
than 30 top 10 hits and over a dozen number ones. The Oak Ridge Boys, one night only.
After y'all come back, salute.
Get your tickets now at the Sanger Theater box office or Ticketmaster.com.
And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night.
The Oak Ridge Boys.
Yes, I'm setting.
Don't miss the Oak Ridge Boys at the Sanger Theater in Pensacola, October 6th.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Hey, where's the beat?
Somebody sent me a diagram. A greater than diagram. This is the math person. It said that having no bun is better than having a bad bun, but having a good bun is better than having no bun. Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We've got a disabled vehicle with roadblock if you're on 9 Mile Road. We've been talking about this all day. Pine Forest Road, we've got a broke-down vehicle that the road is just blocked, so use caution in that area. There's starting to be some backups. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much. John, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to get somebody in there to help you, a professional real estate agent who's going to understand the market, what it's doing, how it's changing, how interest rates are affecting the market, how home insurance rates are affecting the market. Because you might have not thought about this. I only think about it because we're going through, like, you know, getting new house insurance now because our old insurer went away and now we got to scramble to find it. It's a ridiculous process these days if you haven't had to do it. But it's things like how old is your roof? How old is your water heater? How old is your air conditioning unit? And, you know, so the reason that matters is if you're selling a house and you've got a, you know, let's say you've got a 12-year-old roof and it's a, the house is 12 years old. You got a 12-year-old roof, water heater, and an AC. You're probably not going to sell it. Or you're going to have to promise to upgrade maybe all of those things because the buyer isn't going to be able to get insurance. And so now you're talking about, what, another, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 or more, depending. And they might put that demand on you. And you might wonder, well, is that normal? Is that reasonable? Well, that's why you have a realtor, to explain whether this is normal or not and to help you understand and how to answer a buyer who makes those kind of demands, because we're in that sort of a market where buyers are making demands, right? So you need a good real estate agent who understands all of these things. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they do. 175 homes sold last year. Every year, hundreds of homes they sell. 723-9158. Give her a call today and ask her the questions. Don't ask me. Oh, good news. You know, we had the mayor on earlier, and he said American Magic was in their sixth round against the Luna Rossa Prada Pirelli team from Italy. They won. They won. A lead change four times, somebody tells me, in the course of that race. So now we are down 4-2 in a got-to-win-5-to-advance best of nine. And if we win that, then we face off against the other semifinalist when that gets decided. And then the winner of that winds up going against New Zealand. New Zealand. So we're still down. It's still unlikely. We do have to win three more in a row or we're done. But, I mean, you know, good outcome. And there's another race later on today. And, you know, you can follow it on ESPN2, I think, is carrying these. And maybe there's some online access. But anyway, so good news for America. And remember, American Magic is our team. They live here now. I mean, that's like, I'm trying to think of suitable metaphors. But, you know, this is like if the Ice Flyers were in the Stanley Cup, or if the Wahoos were in the, you know, World Series, or if the Argos were in the Super Bowl. I mean, I know we're jumping a few levels here, but you get my point. Like, that's what this is. That's our team is in the big international competition, and they're in the playoffs. So just, you know, kind of a fun thing to celebrate. At least I think so. 437-1620. Story of the day has to be that Mossad interfered or intercepted the pager delivery to Hezbollah, put some C4 in them, made them IEDs, left them on the hips of Hezbollah agents, and then blew a bunch of them up yesterday. Hey, terrorize the terrorists. and terrorize the terrorists. They got to be afraid of every digital device they own now, and good.